And also, I am very thankful for, I call them, they are my family, you know, the Bartis family, the grandpa, and they are my family here, and thank you for coming. And also, Pastor Dale, for inviting us. Thank you for your generosity, and thank you so much. This morning, I would like to share the topic in the book of Psalms about, you know, before I share the topic, I just love to share or read the book of Psalms, because this Psalms has a lot of gold in it, lots of precious things inside the Psalms. So, about intimacy with God. And so, I love the book of Psalms because so much emotion. If you read it, there's so much emotion that you can feel it. You can feel it, and you can feel the heartbeat of God, you know, the heartbeat of the writer, the emotion, the thoughts, and the feeling. So, reading and studying the book of Psalms, you will notice that the Holy Spirit will bring you close to Him. The Holy Spirit will draw you close to God, so you can have an intimacy with God the Father. But before that, I would like to pray first. Father, we are so grateful to you for being here. Thank you for your presence this morning. We continue, Lord, to invite your presence to help us, to mold us, to shape us, and to bring us closer to your throne. God, I pray for your anointing to your people, anointing to the preacher. Lord God, use my lips as your lip. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So as I said, as reading the book of Psalms, the Holy Spirit will bring us closer to Him. And in the book of Psalms also, it teaches us how to engage in warfare. You know, teaches us how to praise God, how to worship God, and also to really teaches us to honor God and to separate ourselves from the world. So, now, in Psalms chapter 61, verse 1 to 4, it says here, "Hear my cry, O God, attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth I will cry to you when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter to me, a strong tower from the enemy, and I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings." So here's David. I like David. He's one of my favorite characters in the Bible, because when the times is rough in his life, when the time of difficulty, David is always run to God. There are many people in the times of trouble, they run away from God. But here David, he ran to God for refuge. He ran to God and he prayed. He said, "I hear my cry, O Lord." You know, in the book of Psalms, the Lord is teaching us how to cry out before God, you know. How to cry out before God. In times of difficulty, we need to cry out to God for mercy. Cry out to God for help. You know, when you say cry out, it's not only that you cry, just keep silent. You know, in the Philippines, when I really cry to God, I have to go to the place where I'm alone, and I shout to God for help. "Lord, I need your help. I need your mercy." And I run to God because, you know, there is a song that I love to sing. "I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the stone where the builder is rejected. Come to the mountain and I forget the lyrics. Stand by me when the earth all around me is sinking sand. On Christ, the solid Christ, I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock." You know, I experienced a lot of trouble in the Philippines, lots of problems from the typhoon, personal, you know, ministry. You know, not ministry is not easy. Ministry is hard work. There are people sometimes in the ministry, you know, they don't like you, you know, because they're looking for perfect pastor. They're looking for perfect church. To be honest with you, there is no perfect pastor in the world. And there is no perfect people in the world. There is no perfect church. We need to die before we get perfect. Many people looking for perfect pastor and perfect church, but I tell you, no one, you cannot find a perfect pastor in the world. Only Jesus, the perfect pastor who pastored our soul. He's a good shepherd. So what to do when you are in crisis? So as I said, run to God. There are two things I was I like David very much. Two things I found, actually many characteristics that I found from David's life. But I just love to share two things. Number one, David was very passionate for God. He was very passionate for God. In Psalm 63, this is one of my favorite verse 1 to 5, Psalm 63, Psalms. I'm gonna slow here. It says here, God, thou art my God. Early I will seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So David was very passionate. So early in the morning he said, I will seek you. I will seek you. My soul thirsts for you. So this is what we need in these last days. You know, in the last days, the Lord prophesied that the love of many will grow cold. Actually, it is the love of the church will grow cold. But God is looking for the remnant of the church, the remnant that will encourage the young one to really hunger and thirst for more for God, to hunger and thirst for God. There are many people nowadays that they don't pay attention much on the Word of God. But they just play the computer, much attention on the games, or much attention on the worldly affair. But you know, we need to focus our attention on the things of God, like David. My soul long for you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh long for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. Because Jesus is the living water. He is the living water. If you are thirsty, he's the only person that can satisfy us. There is no other man that can satisfy us. There is no such things. There is no material things that can satisfy that need of our soul. Only Jesus. Only the spiritual things. So in verse 2, he said, so I have looked for you in the sanctuary. 63 verse 2. I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. So David is always, he always loved to be in the presence of God, into the sanctuary of God. In the house, I always have an altar where I meet the presence of God. You know, I know in America, you have nice, how beautiful house here. And I love it, you know. You have pretty house here. But in the house, we should have a sanctuary where every day you and God will, you meet God in that place. Sanctuary, we call it altar. So in verse 3, because the reason why David is always look for the presence of God, because in verse 3 he said, because your loving kindness is better than life. Amen? Your loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise you. Thus will I bless you while I live. I love the song that we sang a while ago. I will bless the Lord at all times. And then there is another song, 10,000 reasons to bless the Lord. I love that song. There are many reasons to bless the Lord. He gave us life. You know, in Psalms 103, we know Psalms 103, there are many reasons to bless the Lord. Why we need to bless the Lord? Because just imagine, He saved us. He forgave us. He said, I will bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Forget not all His benefits. And many people forget the benefits of God. They forget the goodness of God. But we will never forget the goodness of God. Why? Because He forgives all our iniquities. He heals our diseases. You know, sometimes we can feel the pain and aches over in our body. But you know what? We just continue to declare the word of God. By your stripes I am healed. I remember one time, I could not get up. My head only moves. My body cannot move because I have the back pain, you know, terrible pain. It's so, and then Satan is trying to inject the fear. You will die, you will die. And because I have a friend, I help my friend, and she's a pastor, and she died of back pain. Because, you know, we have no money. She has no money to go to the doctor. She died of back pain. And that incident echoed my mind. And finally I said, Satan, enough is enough. I am not listening to you. I will not die but live and declare the glory of God. And so I command. I was laying in bed. I could, you know, when I was a baby in the Philippines, I don't remember that we have diaper. You know, but when I got sick, I was able to wear that because I could not move, I could not get up. But you know, that moment I was in bed laying down, and I command my pain, and I said to my back, you backbone, I command you to realign yourself to the proper alignment. I command you to get up, be strong, and realign to the proper alignment in the name of Jesus. And you know what? When I speak that word, I began to move just slowly, but surely. I was in pain, terrible pain. And you know what? And I was alone in the bed. And I get up by the grace of God. I get up by sweat a lot. You know, because of pain. And then I move and I walk, and I did not sit down for 1 hour because I don't want to. I just want to experience the healing of God. I keep talking to myself, realign yourself. So sometimes, you know, we forget to declare the healing power of God because we always listen to the pain in our body. That's why He said, don't get the benefits. Why? Because the Lord heals our diseases. He redeemed our life from destruction, and He crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercies. He crowned us, meaning every day we go around, every day we walk, the loving kindness of God is on our head. The tender mercies of God is upon us because He crowned us with His love and mercy. That's why there is no reason to feel miserable. So David, he is a passionate person. That's why he said, I will bless you while I live, and I lift up my hands, my soul will be satisfied with as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth will praise you. This should be our attitude all the time. Amen? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. In Psalms 27 verse 4, David said, one thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire of His temple. To behold the beauty of the Lord. Amen? To inquire of His temple. What's in the temple of God? What's in the temple of God? The presence of God. When the presence of God is with us, the more you have that intimacy with God and you forget about other things, you will be addicted for God. Amen? we will be addicted for God, because in the presence of God there is fullness of joy. You can forget anything. Why? I remember the first time I got saved and said, this is different. Because I was a Catholic, I was a catechist, and then I came to the church, you know, like this, and I said, boy, they have a very song. I was blessed by the first song I heard. You know, I was a Catholic, a catechist, and then I was so desperate, I was so downhearted. I was very, very, I was frustrated, you know, and a lot of problem. And then when I attended the church, there was a song that they sing in the church. Lord, I love you. You alone can hear my cry. Only you can mend this broken heart of mine. Yes, I love you, and there is no doubt, Lord, you've touched me from the inside out. Amen. Another thing that I found from David's heart was fixed or steadfast even in the rough situation. He is fixed in Psalms 108. David's heart is fixed. It says here, God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise even with my glory. So his heart is fixed. You know, David, he don't have a trouble before he was anointed. He was just a shepherd boy, you know, attending his father's flock. And then one day he was called by the prophet Samuel to be anointed as king. And then after he was anointed, the trouble started in his life. Because he became a giant killer, and jealousy from the heart of King Saul was, you know, he was so jealous to kill David, because he heard the song from the people praising David that David killed the 10,000 while Saul killed only 1,000. So jealousy started in the heart of Saul to the point that he was so jealous to the point that he wanted to kill David. And here David, he was hiding in the cave. In 1 Samuel chapter 22, he was hiding in the cave because he was afraid of his life. He was afraid that Saul might kill him. And then when the parents of David found that Saul is trying to kill David, so he go with David. They go with David. The parents, the family of David go with him. And so here in Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 22, David departed, verse 1, David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave Adullam, and when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down there to him. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them. And then, now, there were with him about 400 men. Verse 3, and David went thence to Mizpah of Moab, and he said unto the king of Moab, let my father and my mother, I pray, they come forth and be with you till I know what God will do for me. And he brought them before the king of Moab, and they dwelt with him all the while that David was in the stronghold. Now, you know, David was hiding in the stronghold because he was afraid of King Saul. But you know, thank God, because in verse 5, and the prophet God said unto David, get out, no? Abide not in the hold, or get out from the stronghold. Depart and go to the land of Judah. You know, here's David, was hiding in the stronghold. You know, sometimes The stronghold is the one that keep us from our you know, from keeping us to do the purpose of God. There are many people, even they're Christians, but they have a stronghold in their hearts. And that stronghold, that is the one that keeping them, holding them not to pursue the calling of God in their lives. Maybe the stronghold of fear, maybe the stronghold of pain, or failure, or maybe stronghold of whatever that is holding in your hearts that becomes stronghold. But the Lord said today to you, get out from your stronghold and go to the land of Judah, which is the land of praise. I'm keeping eyeing on the watch. Pastor, just tell me like this. So go to the land of praise. Go to the land of Judah. So if there is stronghold in our lives, for example, if you are in fear, if you are in pain, whatever is stronghold that's holding you back, go to the land of worship. Go to the land of praise, because there is power in worship. There is power in songs, in the name of Jesus, that will break every chain of our lives. So David's heart is fixed even in the rough situation. Remember, he was just a shepherd, but he experienced troubles after troubles, you know? But his heart is fixed. So why his heart is fixed? Because he experienced the power of God. There are many people that are here, and tomorrow they're gone. They backslide. Why? The people who backslide, because they never experienced the presence of God. But the person, a people, a Christian who experienced the presence of God, there is no shadow of backsliding. Amen? Why? Because there is the presence of God is stronger than anything in this world. So, because almost done, I'm eyeing the. So, what to do if we are in this kind of situation? If we are in the rough situation. Remember, do not run away from God, but run to God. Run to God. Just enjoy the presence of God. You know, just enjoy. You know, while David was hiding in Adullam, sometimes there are Christian people, like the prophet in God, encouraging David, get out from your stronghold. Sometimes God is sending us people to encourage us, hey, get up from your stronghold. Get up from your pain and misery. Get up and trust in God. Amen? So there are many people, and we are our pastors sometimes. The pastor is our, they are used by God to encourage us, to help us, to pray for us. But the presence of each other, the presence of other Christians is also an encourager to us. Amen? So, what to do when difficult or rough time comes to your life? Stay strong. Don't panic. When I had that experience after the Yolanda, Gordon left to buy food, you know, when we have that Haiyan, when we have that big typhoon in the Philippines, I felt dying. I was dying that time because I have a pneumonia. I did not know I have pneumonia. And then because we have water up to here in our bedroom, so the water triggered me to keep coughing. And I have a hard time breathing, and my husband left to look for food. We have 150 people in the house. So if you have two sacks of rice, and then you have plenty of people, that sacks of rice, a big rice, is not enough for many people. So what happened? I feel dying, and the fear creeping to my body. You know, when the fear comes to your body, it makes you paralyzed. It paralyzes your mobility, it paralyzes your thinking, because the fear came from, I had that experience. But I have to stand strong, and I remember the verses that I have treasured in my heart, that God has not given me the spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind. And the song, you know, the song is very important because the song is really encourage us. There was the song that I remember, to, and I sing that song during my turmoil time, my difficult time. I sing that song, "You raise me up so I could stand on mountain. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulder. You raise me up to more than I can be." We can only be strong if we are in the shoulder of God. Amen. Just leaning on God. And you know, just, you know, the way I imagine when I singing that song, I was leaning on Jesus' shoulder and sitting on his on Jesus' lap when I sing that song, just to comfort me because I felt dying. You know, I felt dying. You know, if there is no God that time, I probably done. Gone today, because I have a hard time breathing. I have a hard time. I have no medication that day, and no medicine in the entire city, because the whole city was looted by the thieves and, you know, devastated. But the verses of God keep me going. The word of God keep me going. And I always declare, "Lord, I will not die. This is not the time for me to die. I will not die, but I will live and declare your glory." And declare your glory. Amen? That will be our commitment, our declaration. I will not die, but declare your glory. Amen. So, last verse. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57. To 58, but thanks be to God who gives us victory. Amen. We are victorious. We are destined to victory. We are not destined to failure. If there are failures in our lives, that is our stepping stone for another dimension of ministry, or another dimension of your life. So, thanks be to God who give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren in this church, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. So like David said, my heart is fixed. Amen? Our heart is fixed, meaning is steadfast and immovable. And I love that verse. Heart is fixed, and I will sing and give praise even in my glory. So whatever situation, whatever circumstances, be our heart be fixed. Let our hearts be steadfast and fixed. Thank you. God bless you. I would like to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray and declare blessing, healing, victory for all the people who are here. I pray, Father God, that you just bring us closer to your throne day by day. We know that apart from you, we are nothing. But Lord, in you, O God, we have everything. We have everything that we need. We have the healing because you are our healing Father. You are a good daddy to us. You never forsake us nor leave us, O God. You always promise us to be with us. So Lord, I pray for your divine intervention, your divine healing to all those people that we pray this morning, oh God. I pray for your special touch, Lord God. And I pray that even in the difficult situation, in the rough situation, their heart is fixed for you to serve you and honor you even in difficult situation. Father, I pray that you would bless this congregation, cause them to have thirst and hunger more for you, Lord God. And thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence this morning. And thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. You all said amen. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Your words were inspiring.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you.
They resonated with our hearts. God bless you.
We're going to do things just a little bit differently this morning as we conclude our service. I want us all to stand together and based upon the words that we heard this morning.
Thank you.
The Psalms. I want us to sing that song, that praise song.
I keep eyeing because I need to be out by 10.
And so let's unite our voices in song as we conclude our service today by singing that song. Here we go. Beautiful.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship your holy name. Up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the bless the Lord, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship your holy name. You're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship your holy name. Bless you, Lord. Time has come, Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then His holy name, sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. Come, bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Oh, my soul, worship His holy name. Worship your holy name, Lord, I worship your holy name. Sing like never. To the Lord.